Pelham Today received the following letter critical of James Cullick's hot take column this week. Will Niagara Region Council help solve the Israel-Palestine conflict? It's unfortunate that some local residents prefer to birdwatch over showing basic empathy to the suffering of their neighbors. If such persons were not being paid to write such, well, garbage, perhaps local news would improve. Locals, here in Niagara, include Palestinians, refugees, and immigrants from other atrocities globally. Canadians locally are simply trying to help and save their Palestinian family, friends, and community members from death. Solidarity to our neighbors shows basic kindness by listening to this motion to stop the inhumane immigration restrictions and vetting inflicted on Palestinians. Canadians locally are simply trying to help and save their Palestinian family, friends, and community members from death. The Niagara community joined together to help Ukraine. Why can't we do the same for Palestine? For Gaza? For the starving, wounded, dying children under siege even now. WCNSF, they created a new acronym, Wounded Child, No Surviving Family, because of this crisis. And many non-Palestinian locals do stand in solidarity, calling for ending the suffering of the indigenous people in Palestine. Niagara is an important and diverse region, just like Ontario, and all voices being heard matters. Readers and writers of this publication alike, we are all upset that our sky-high tax rates are being used to fund an ongoing genocide. In 2022 alone, Canada gave over $20 million in military aid. Imagine what Canadians could do with $20 million less in taxes. I hope you can see the commonality of all our struggles and that it encourages you to research and learn more about Palestine-Israel situation. Penny Smith, St. Catharines.